Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today weaponizing fear. We could alter that and make a modification of that statement. Leading by fear, or directing by fear, a governmental control by fear. Any of those will be interchangeable with what I am calling today weaponizing fear. We're seeing the fear factor taking hold in America. For a year and a half, America has been under the subjection, the rule, the reign, the terror, if you will, of fear. Most today, in fact, I'm always kind of shocked and saddened at the same time when I see folks going around with a mask on, latex gloves on, somehow, some way, thinking that they are avoiding the COVID pathogen by putting a mask on. Looking at the mask box, side of the box will tell you it does not prevent COVID. But the thing that is so, should be terrifying, literally terrifying to every American today, is to realize that we have in place now a governmental system. Joe Biden, that, by the way, is not in control at all. There's a major question that's being asked. Who's the boss? I'm looking at a title of an article. Who's the boss? Stunning numbers say that Joe Biden is not running the his own administration. We'll look at that later. But ladies and gentlemen, it is the Biden puppet. But behind the Biden puppet, I believe we have the ones that's running the Oval Office is Barack Hussein Obama and Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and others. But it's not, absolutely not, Joe Biden. Did you notice in the past several days when he was in a pie shop getting desserts of some kind, don't know the setting or the reason, but he's in a pie shop and somebody asked him a question, a reporter asked a question, and he started searching in both of his vest pockets till he finally pulled out a card and he said, they tell me to say, and then he read off from his card. Could not answer a question without looking at the notes that somebody had typed, printed, and put in his jacket pocket for him to refer to. We're in trouble as a nation. But it's that administration, the Biden administration, that's putting in place the identical system that's found in the nation of China today to control every human being. Let me go back and just read a blurb or two from an article that I shared just before our news break. The title of the article, because this is the focus that I want us to understand that's taking place. The Biden administration announces a door-to-door outreach teams to get Americans vaccinated. And it goes on to say the administration will first target communities with lower vaccination rates. The door-to-door outreach efforts will get information about vaccines to people who haven't received them yet. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe it's possible for a human being in the United States of America not to know that the vaccines are available. They've had it on billboards. They've had it on television. They've had it on the Communist Network News with the death rates over on the side panel for the year and a half now. They have had it with mail-outs. They've had it with documentation that's gone out in every form of fashion. I think it'd be a total impossibility, and I think it'd be asinine to say that there are people in America that do not know about the vaccination. But under the Biden's plan, he's going to over 1,000 communities, and most of the communities are in the South, ladies and gentlemen, the Southeast, some parts of the Midwest. But here's what is should be frightening, should be chilling, should cause the literal concern of conservatives and Christians and patriots in America. The teams deployed by the White House will be composed of officials. Hear that now. Talking about governmental officials from the CDC, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and other federal health agencies, Biden said. And according to Rochelle Walensky, last week said there's still about 1,000 communities in the United States that have less than 30% vaccination coverage, and they're mainly located in the Southeast and the Midwest, and they're coming to get you, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming with the Gestapo, is what I want to call it. The Gestapo, the brown shirt Gestapo, is coming to your door, stating that they want to give you information about the vaccination. Well, now, the question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered, ladies and gentlemen, with this, I call it no less than intimidation or arm twisting or the weaponization of fear completely. What greater weaponization of fear than to have someone coming in a white jacket or a some type of garb that indicates authority for health reasons, perhaps with a stethoscope around the neck, perhaps with latex gloves on, perhaps even with their little medical satchel to say, we're here to vaccinate you. What greater weaponization and intimidation, arm twisting can that be? But when the Gestapo comes to your door, ladies and gentlemen, when the Gestapo is there, the CDC and the nurses, the National Guardsmen, the federal agents, then there's some questions that are compelling that we need to ask, that we need to ask and answer. We need to understand how we need to respond to that, ladies and gentlemen. And that is simply this question, these questions. Is it legal? Hear me. Is it legal for a federal band of Gestapo weaponizing fear? Is it legal for them to come to your door to intimidate you on getting a vaccination? Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If they come to your door, how are you going to respond? Love to hear from you. Do you believe that it is legal for a federal band out of the Obama administration to come ring your doorbell and knock on your door and ask you about your health, ask you whether or not you've been vaccinated? Is it constitutional? Not just is it legal, but is it constitutional? Ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution protects us from federal, state, or any governmental intervention into our personal affairs, personal belongings, or what we're doing as a free citizen. So number one, is it legal? Number two, is it constitutional? Number three, isn't this weaponizing fear in the highest sense? Should you open your door? How should you respond? Are you legally obligated, ladies and gentlemen, to even talk with them? Those are questions that you need to ask and answer. Picture if someone knocks on your door and it's an entourage from the federal government, CDC, from the other agencies that I just spoke of, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, and other federal health agencies. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize back during Katrina, a number of years ago when Katrina flooded all of New Orleans, do you realize that the federal agents went door to door, trunching through the water, and some by way of boats to get to the homes? And if you were not there, and most had already abandoned the homes because of the flood, if no one was there, they'd smash the door in, search the home, ransack the home to confiscate all weapons in that entire flooded region. Did you know that? That was totally unconstitutional. It was federally illegal. It was absolutely abrasive and against anything that's called freedoms in America. They did it. They got away with it. Nothing was done. About 18 months ago, the federal government gave an order of locking down America, shutting down the churches, which I believe is totally illegal and unconstitutional. Yet Americans submitted to that, surrendered to that. Now they're sending federal agents, an entourage of federal Gestapo, weaponizing fear, intimidation, and arm twisting for people to answer questions? Are you obligated to answer anything they ask? Are you obligated to even respond to them? Ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you obligated to even open your door? Are they trespassing on your property when they do that? Are you going to be forced to receive the vaccination on your front porch? Or do you allow them to come into your house and perhaps ask you other questions about what you're doing in your home? Do you have any weapons? What questions will they ask when they come to your door to force you to be vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen? Are we watching a replay of the Hitler era in Germany? Are we watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the total evisceration of our Bill of Rights? Ladies and gentlemen, if our Bill of Rights are eviscerated and totally destroyed, if we have no religious liberty and freedom of speech, we will see the church collapse, totally implode because of the federal government. What do the feds do when you say no? That's a serious question. If you say no, if they ring your door phone and you say no, if they come to your door and you refuse to talk with them, what will they do? How will they respond, ladies and gentlemen? Will you then be on the watch list, the domestic terrorist watch list that's already been set up now by the Department of Justice? Will you be one that will be considered a potential terrorist if you say no? Under the domestic terrorist watch list now that's been set up under the Department of Justice, if you question the vaccination, if you question the COVID vaccine, if you question the 2020 election, if you question what the federal government is doing on what they're requiring to be done for the vaccination, you are considered a domestic terrorist already. How will you be treated when they knock on your door and you refuse to say, come on in, government? That telephone number is 831-0917. How do you respond to that? Here's an article that gives a suggestion. COVID interrogators coming to your door. Post a no trespassing sign, one senator says. The White House stunned many Americans this week when President Joe Biden introduced having a team of federal agents going door to door in a targeted fashion to tell Americans to take the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. After all, how often has the federal government in the land of the free, where rights are protected by the Bill of Rights, actually discussed sending agents to your home to tell you to do something that is not legally required to be done? It's not legal, and yet they're required. And which of you will do that? But several officials in Arizona immediately had a response. Senator Kelly Townsend posted online, listen to this, I have spoken to local law enforcement, and if you don't want the federal agents to come on your property asking about vaccines, they advise you to post a no trespassing sign in a visible location. In fact, one of the signs that was depicted with this, it says, we have guns and not government. This, she explained, is a prerequisite to being able to charge someone for being there against your will. The vaccination program is significant to Joe Biden administration, as so many of his other agenda points so far have failed. No infrastructure bill, no federal takeover elections, no significant international agreements, a crisis on the southern border, and more. The administrators claim to be able to tell voters during the soon coming 2022 midterms its accomplishment would be the distribution of the vaccine. The White House said it wants to target the vaccine hesitancy with a door-to-door campaign telling people to get the shots and do it now. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the plan is to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring that they have the information. Dr. Kelly Ward, the chief of the Arizona GOP, said, who thinks we'll see a surge in no trespassing signs? I think so. And could and should they be individualized to specifically prohibit people from harassing you about vaccinations? The question is asked in this article. What happens to our rights to be secure against unreasonable search and seizure, the report said, end quote. I believe we have Chandler on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Thanks for having me. So I just wanted to, my question is, as a Christian, what is the expectation from, you know, us, from the standpoint of us having the Holy Spirit? We believe that Jesus is our Christ, our Lord, our Savior. But yet, then something like this situation comes where we either fight or we submit to the powers that be. so do we fight as a Christian and results of violence to get them off of our property, or do we bend the knee and say, you know, what will be, because this might be part of the plan itself? So it's a little confusing, because I see, you know, Jesus.
You there? Chandler, are you there? I believe we lost Chandler, but I will answer Chandler's question. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were intimidated. They were threatened. They said, we're not going to bow. Then they were intimidated and threatened. They didn't bend. They were cast in the fiery furnace, and they didn't burn. So it's not a matter of do we submit. It's not a matter of do we compromise. It's not a matter of do we say that we're going to co-opt with the federal government and make a decision to bend, saying that somehow, some way, this may be part of God's plan. No, it's not part of God's plan. God gives us the scripture is very, very clear. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. That means authority, and of love, and of a sound mind. That sound mind means a mind to understand. It means having sensibility. It talks about having an ability to think and to choose and to decide. Good sense is what it's talking about. And we make good sense decisions for our home, for our family, for our kids, each and every day. We don't say that, well, you know, eventually we're going to die, so maybe we just play into the plan of God and walk out in the middle of the street. No, that's not how we operate. We carry it on with the power and a sound mind that God's given us, and not fear. No, 1,000% no, Chandler, not only for you, but for anyone that's listening. We do not bow, we do not bend when we know it's against our Bill of Rights, when we know it's against what God would have us to do for our own safety and security and health. When we look at, and we'll talk about it further in this broadcast, the thousands upon thousands upon thousands that have already died as a result of the vaccine that's killed them. No, we say no. I believe we have another call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood.
Hello. Thank you for calling.
My pleasure. God bless your program and your ministry. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you so much.
It strikes me that if we step beyond today, just a few steps forward in time, we're going to be looking at a government that is going to go out and hire probably thousands of people to do these questionnaires or encouragement for us to get our COVID shot. That then puts them into the federal budget. That then is the first line of brown shirts in the local neighborhood to spy on people, to report on people, to get the kids reporting on parents. This is going right into East German politics of the worst kind.
Brother, you're exactly right. And one of the things that I believe is missing today in America is knowing American history, knowing world history, and going back and drawing on what we know has taken place in the past. And to summarize what you're saying, and to give you and our list other listeners a little insight, what we're watching today is the coming together of a total federal control. A total federal control. Now there's a door-to-door campaign to intimidate and to weaponize fear to force people to get a vaccination. They're in the process now under the federal government with the House Socialist Marxist Democrats proposing a nationwide federal credit reporting agency rather than having the three major credit reporting agencies. And according to the data that I've read on that, because with the federal reporting agency, they can make a determination who gets credit and who does not, because in their opinion, the credit system today is biased toward richer white people and not everybody. So that will be simply setting up the social credit system identical to what you see in China today. And in China, if you don't obey the government, then you can't buy, sell, trade, you can't rent a house, you can't rent a car, you can't get an apartment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that linked with the fact that they've already set up now the Domestic Terrorism Act, a 32-page document out of the Department of Justice, which will track and trace every human being in America that questions whether or not the election was valid, questions whether or not the vaccination is valid, questions whether or not the vaccination will kill you, and all of these things coming together, that is nothing but a total governmental control of every American citizen. That's what I see happening.
I think you're correct. Absolutely correct. I spend 100 to 120 days of the year in China, and whatever you see is not real, and whatever you is the truth gets hidden.
Yes.
And it's just an incredible culture of fear that they have going on, and now they're trying to transfer that through medical reasons, scientific reasons, so-called, to our own country.
And it's all built on a lie. When you go back to the foundation of this thing called COVID-19, yes, COVID is a dangerous, deadly pathogen. No question about that. But where did it originate? It originated in the Chinese level four, the Chinese Communist Party weaponization lab for the weaponization of bioweapons. And one of the articles that I have researched on that, the Chinese government said that it was the weaponization lab that they were preparing for World War III with the weaponization of COVID-19. When you understand that the White Jackets, Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, the World Health Organization with Dr. Tedros, all working in harmony with the Chinese government, it was a developed pathogen. And whether it was released purposely or released accidentally, never mind that question, it was released on the world, and now it's been weaponized, and it's a fear factor that the socialist Marxist democratic government in America is using to control we the people. It is eviscerating our rights, our Bill of Rights, and all that we have in our liberties and freedoms. So, yes, every citizen need to be concerned. We need to say, we're not going to bow. We're not going to bend. Take my life if you please. If you want to do so, you'll simply dispatch me to glory, and that's okay, too. But we need to take a stand as Christians. That's what I'm pleading with and passionately saying to every human being listening to my voice today, is that we need to stand as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots. We're watching the undermining and the destruction of our foundation in America. Thank you so much for your call. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the factors, the things that are coming together, and it's the fear factor, the weaponization of fear in America today that's going to destroy the fundamental rights and the freedoms that we have in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And we just celebrated our 245th birthday for America. We're saying happy birthday to America, and at the same time, we're watching the American ideal, our foundations, absolutely being destroyed today. Here's an article that says COVID interrogation, and I read a portion of that a moment ago. COVID interrogators coming. Post a no trespassing sign. One senator said, a senator out of Arizona, said the no trespassing sign needs to be very clear and definitive. And it talks about what happens, what happened to our right to be secure against unreasonable search and seizure. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part of our Fourth Amendment, if I'm not mistaken. And as a result of that, we're watching our First Amendment being eviscerated, our Second Amendment being destroyed, our Fourth Amendment being destroyed. And with the Tenth Amendment, where we should have the freedom to move about, that's going to be destroyed soon because they're working right now with the Homeland Security. Homeland Security is working as I speak to introduce to the nation a COVID pass. Never mind the fact that they're saying that they are not going to do that. The Homeland Security is working on doing that as we speak. They're in the process of trying to get that set up and scheduled to go into place. Here is an article that says the Department of Homeland Security chief, we're looking very closely at a vaccine passport. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can have what Biden says publicly. You can have what his speech writers or his little vest pocket card writers say to him, for him to say. But regardless of that, they're in the process of setting up, ladies and gentlemen, as I said a moment ago, the Federal Credit Reporting Agency, that the federal government decide whether you can buy, sell, or trade. They're already involved with and have already set up and put in place the Domestic Terrorism Act, which says that if you are a religious person, if you depend on the Bible, you're a Republican. If you depend on the Bible and as a Republican, you need to be investigated because you're a potential domestic terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, we have today the Department of Homeland Security, DNS, we have the IRS, we have the FBI, the CIA, every one of the federal agencies that's being weaponized today to trace, to track, to follow, and to intimidate by the weaponization of fear to force people in the United States of America to submit to the federal government. And yes, I understand. I am totally understanding. I totally recognize the question that many Christians will have. Well, it's the government. Shouldn't we just simply obey them? Because after all, the government says we need to obey. The Bible says we ought to obey government. Ladies and gentlemen, government in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, government is a servant, slave servant for God. And as a slave servant for God, in the Romans chapter 13, 1 through 7 says, the only powers that be are the powers of God. And God has allowed the government to be put in place to protect the good and prosecute the bad or the evil. And we have it reversed today, where that which is good is being persecuted and prosecuted and being tracked and traced and intimidated by the federal government. Here's this article, DHS chief, we're looking closely at vaccine passport. Despite the Biden administration's repeated assurance that it will not impose a vaccine passport, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Friday, the United States is looking very closely at requiring proof of COVID-19 shots for all travelers. He goes on to say, you know, one of our principles that has guided us throughout this pandemic is the value of diversity, equity, inclusion, and making sure that any passport that we provide for vaccinations is accessible to all with no one being disenfranchised. Ladies and gentlemen, they think they're doing us a favor by saying they're going to let everybody have a vaccine passport. So listen carefully. Vaccine passports are on the horizon. Door-to-door interrogation and the weaponization of fear to intimidate and to force you to be vaccinated is on the horizon. The Federal Credit Reporting Agency to make sure that they control all that you buy, sell, or trade is on the horizon. We're watching the Domestic Terrorist Act, ladies and gentlemen, today, where if you're a Trump follower, if you voted for Trump, if you disagree with the election of 2020, if you look at it as being fraudulent coup that overthrew the federal government and overthrew the Trump reelection, if you look at the vaccination as being unwarranted, if you look at that in a jaundiced way or a question, then you, ladies and gentlemen, are considered a domestic terrorist. And it's fulfilling the prophecy of Revelation chapter 13, which is to come in future tense, where one day there'll be a total control of every human being, so that 666, that mark that will be implemented so that they can be the tracking and the tracing and the controlling of every human being. We're watching the stage being set today. So what do I say? We need to look up, lift up our heads. Our redemption draweth nigh. And the realization that God is not mocked, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. What we're sowing today is what will be reaped in the future. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.